Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small business owner, you are special among Americans. You are a latter-day pioneer of our society and truly one of America's heroes.
We are back. Welcome back, heroes.
It's 13 after. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the show that is dedicated to providing small business owners with the maximum opportunity to be successful. And we have a lady with us today, this hour, who's going to help us do that. Her name is Jan Yeager. Dr. Jan Yeager is a time management consultant, speaker, and seminar leader. She's a contributing columnist to a number of publications. She's the author of 12 books, including the one I'm holding in my hand, Creative Time Management for the New Millennium. Dr. Jan Yeager, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back with us. And I was telling my audience in the earlier part of the hour that that obviously we've all just got the same number of hours that we always had. I mean, Neanderthal man had 24 hours in a day, and that's all we have. And so that hasn't changed in over the eons. But it seems like our time is, it seems like we have less and less time because there's more demands on our time.
I think it's fragmented time, and that's really what's hampering people. They're so reactive to demands that they don't have that concentrated time that really helps them think and finish projects and make connections with clients or customers.
Right. One of the things that you and I had planned to talk about was a couple of things that some information that you had sent me. One of them is something that I'm getting better at, but I'm not as good as I need to be, and that's in the area of delegating. Now, a lot of people, there are people out there who are in small business, Jan, who maybe they're like I was at one time. They were the only employee in the whole company.
Right.
So they're looking around them, and they're saying, okay, Blasingame, who do I delegate to?
Exactly.
But there are things that you can delegate to even when you are a sole proprietor.
Well, I think it's very important to, before you start to delegate, I do actually have a quiz, a self-quiz in my book, How Good a Delegator Am I? And I also have that quiz at my website, www.janyeager.com. But I think before you even do that quiz or delegate, you have to understand your business. You have to really see what are your strengths. And one of the key questions that other time management consultants and myself will ask you is, what is the one thing you can do and no one else can do? And that has helped me decide what to delegate, because what I can't delegate and what I've tried, it's been unsuccessful, is either research or writing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be careful that I'm not doing so many of the other support tasks that I don't get to that key task.
Right.
But I also think it's important for our listeners to broaden their idea from delegating to the idea of, having employees and the complications that might bring up in someone's mind or in someone's paperwork. Outsourcing is still delegating.
Yes.
And outsourcing, which is often a glorified new word for using freelancers, or even part-timers or consultants, but there are ways to utilize other people. Another key question when you're sitting down and thinking about what tasks to delegate, I'm not only a consultant and a researcher, but I also have a publishing company, so the fall is a very big time in my business. So you may want to, if you're in a business that has sales related to the holidays, and some companies, some businesses, almost 80% of their sales may be between now and January 1st. You may want to just delegate in a short-term period for your crunches. So you may not want to, or you may want to avoid taking on permanent additional help and adding to your overhead for those times when you don't need the help.
Right.
So flexibility, which is one of the key time management principles, understanding your business and then having the flexibility to to find the help that will help you. And another part of delegating, it can go from hiring an executive assistant to working up an internship program with the local high school or college that gives you help, but you also are giving back to the community and to the school and putting in time.
The thing that you said that I think is really critical, everything that you said I agree with, is excellent suggestions. But the one thing that you've got to do first is you've got to identify, what, as you said, what you do well, but also identify the things that you like to do, the things that you like to do the most. And because sometimes other people can do them, but it just makes you, it makes you feel better if you do them. And find the things that you can do, but then you have to start shedding things that are in your way. Even if it's something you like to do, if it's causing you a problem, if it's causing you to be unproductive, you've got to start shedding some of those things. And I was just going to say, for an individual, for a little bitty business, even if you've got an employee or two, maybe there is a business owner like yourself that you know that does things that you don't want to do. They like to do things that you don't want to do. Get to know those people and share some of those activities.
Well,
maybe you do their marketing and they do your accounting or something like that.
Okay, well, there's a couple of issues we have to discuss. Okay, I agree with what you're saying. And partnering is a very big, wonderful aspect of the small business. I have recently begun partnering as a small business, which I've never done before, and it's been wonderful. But you have to be careful about who you're partnering with.
Mm-hmm.
But the other very critical part of this whole delegating aspect is, because I've done it both ways, I delegated the marketing and distribution of my publishing company initially to a master distributor who did it all.
Mm-hmm.
When that distribution agreement ended, I had a choice. Do I find another master distributor or do I do it all myself? And let me explain to listeners why I decided to do it all myself. I realized I didn't understand the whole process. I needed to do it all myself because I will down the line again delegate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very important part of the small business owner's mix.
Excellent point.
You don't do it forever, but you need to know it so when you delegate it, you know if someone's doing a good job.
That's right. And if you're outsourcing it, you're hiring it done by another firm, you'll know when you're getting a good value for the price you're paying. Yeah, stand by, Jan. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Dr. Jan Yeager, the author of Creative Time Management for the New Millennium, an outstanding book I recommend to you. 888-822-8255. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment. 888-822-8255. If you're having trouble managing all of your time, if you're not as organized as you'd like to be, I have one of the experts with us right now, Jan Yeager, Dr. Jan Yeager, the author of Creative Time Management for the New Millennium. You can't miss this book because it has her lovely picture on the front.
Thank you.
Good move, Jan.
Thank you.
Congratulations to your husband.
Oh, thank you.
Jan, we're talking about time management and specifically delegating. And one of the things that, I'll tell you what, I've got some things I want to say about that, but I know you still had a couple of things
right.
You want to say.
Right. Well, one of the key points I make in the book is when it comes to delegating, delegate the task, not the relationship. And I think that's so important.
Explain
that. Well, because small business owners, we are in the business of building relationships, of building customers one customer at a time, of building our connections with our distributors, with our wholesalers, with our suppliers. And if you delegate a task, let me give you an example. Let's say you want to do a mailing of 1,000 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, delegate the mailing. But let's say you want to do a follow-up and make 10 phone calls to find out how well that mailing was received. You make those 10 phone calls.
Delegate the mailing activity, but you do the follow-up.
Well, you do, but don't even think of it as follow-up. Think of it as an opportunity to connect and form a lifelong business relationship.
Right. All right. Now, if you are a really, really busy CEO, you've got a major company, you've got a pretty good-sized company, and you're saying, there's no way, I don't have time to do that, then don't make all of them. But get the people you're working for to give you 100 names of people who receive this, and call four of them, call three of them.
Exactly.
But do something. Plug in with the people that you're trying to do business
well,
with.
Well, another important thing is over the years, for my various books, I've interviewed dozens, scores of top executives. We're talking, you know, $1 million and up earners,
mm-hmm.
Both independent entrepreneurs and people working for major companies. And the top people, they place and accept their own phone calls from you. They might have two different phone numbers, and you have to get that secret second phone number.
Mm-hmm.
But they are the ones who are making those connections. The ones who don't get as high up have all these people in between you and them that prevent them from knowing what's really going on in their business, in their field.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really crucial. I'll be honest. I have holiday cards for my publishing company that I had imprinted when I first started my company 3 years ago. I will be honest, those cards have still not been sent out. Because what I learned early on, I've imprinted them in the summer when you're supposed to imprint this holiday card so you're ready for them. What I learned early on is that in my business, those kind of formalities do not really make the difference. There were other things that made the difference, and to hire someone to sit there and send out holiday cards was not in my best interest. On the other hand, for other businesses, holiday cards could be the way to trigger business for the next year.
It's all a part of knowing what works best for your company and how to best spend your time and
make
resources.
But not only make those decisions well. Another big issue with time is reevaluating. In other words, what might have worked for you when you were an upstart, is it still working for you now that your business has expanded to a certain situation? Another part of delegating, think about family members.
Mm-hmm.
There are some clerical tasks that children could be doing as part of their allowance or as part of a barter system. You have a retired parent who could take phone calls, who could place phone calls.
Right. Jen, stand by. We've got to take a quick break. Jen, your books are available online at Amazon.com and others?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to get you to give out your publisher number and your website again when we come back. Folks, it's 29 after the hour. We're visiting with Dr. Jen Yeager, the author of Creative Time Management for the New Millennium. You need to check this book out. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 888-822-8255. We're going to talk a little bit more about delegating when we come back. We're back. It's 33 after the hour. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our good friend Jen Yeager, Dr. Jen Yeager, is our guest. She is the author of Creative Time Management for the New Millennium. And before we go any further, Jen, I want you to tell us where your book's available.
Oh, yes. Well, it's available online, also at lots of local bookstores. But I've delegated credit card orders to Book Clearinghouse, and that number is 800-431-1579. I'll say it again, 800-431-1579. Because even though ordering online has become a very, very big business,
mm-hmm.
but there are people who still like to talk to an operator and
right.
use a credit card and over the phone. So
give that number one more time, a little slower.
Sure. 800-431-1579, Book Clearinghouse. And, of course, it's also available at local bookstores. And
if they don't have it, they will order it for you.
And,
if you'd like to hold it in your hand.
And another wonderful thing that I suggest to people, and they're a little shocked that an author is recommending that people go to the library, and if the library doesn't have it, ask the library to order it. But Those are important places to have books.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you saying that. More and more of my authors are saying that. The people that I've had on the show are saying to check books out in the library, especially many of them like yourself who have books who've been they've written books over the years are not even in print anymore, and that's the only place they can go to find their books.
I know it's well, fortunately through the whole electronic and on-demand printing, I'm book by book revising and getting my out-of-print books back in print. But it's very time-consuming, and it's about a 3-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I wanted to say about delegating is that you really have to be involved with, you have to pick the right people, and that's a very big part of it. You are responsible for the work that they do. So that's a really crucial part of it.
One thing, Jan, I'd like to stop for a second and just talk about the act of delegating. As an individual who needs to delegate, whenever I first started doing that, I had worked in my career, I'd have one assignment where I had plenty of help, and I'd have another assignment where I had no help. And, you know, just depending on what I was doing. And I'd become pretty self-reliant. And, I learned to type when I was in high school, and I could do my own letters, and I'm a decent writer, so I don't have to have somebody write my stuff for me, and et cetera, et cetera. Then when the computers came along, you can really be a lot more productive that way. So a lot of things were hard for me to delegate, but now that I've started delegating, and that as you said a minute ago, I found people that I can rely on, good people to delegate things to, I've gotten to where I like it. And so my point is, Jan, is folks, if you're having trouble delegating because it's just too painful,
right.
That actually is the emotion that you feel, isn't it? It actually hurts a little bit to delegate things, number one, because you just don't know how to actually turn it loose, and number two, you think that it's not going to be as perfect as you would make it.
Right.
That's the big deal right there, because I have an ex-wife who says I'm a perfectionist, that's her story, and she's sticking to it. But anyway, if you are a perfectionist, you've got to learn to let things go a little bit.
Sure.
And get over that pain and realize that it's a process. If they don't get it right the first time, you can make your suggestions, and then they can go back and fix it.
Well, that's interesting, because on pages 102 to 103 of my book, I have a quiz, Do You Need Help Delegating More Effectively? And question 6 is, are you a perfectionist? Question 7 is, has anyone called you a, quote, control freak, close quote?
It's getting a little close to home there, Jay.
And number 9, this one's really going to be interesting for people. Have you ever fantasized that life could be more enjoyable if you could do everything yourself?
Ouch.
Now, the good news is that following after that, the evaluation of that self-quiz, I have the 7 steps to delegating effectively.
All right, let's talk about those.
Okay, number 1, and then each step I have wonderful interviews and insights to support those steps. I interview people, everyone from the revered consultant Harry Levinson to Nella Barkley, who's a wonderful career consultant, Letitia Baldridge. A lot of people haven't even pointed this out in the book, but Letitia Baldridge gave me 5 rules for delegating, and this is an original interview. This hasn't been published anywhere other than in my book.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So number 1 for delegating effectively, sorry, I have a frog in my throat.
Okay.
Not literally, anyone is listening, but 1, decide what you will delegate. 2, pick the right person to delegate to. 3, unless proven otherwise, trust those to whom you delegate. 4, give clear assignments and instructions. 5, have definite checkpoints for completion of a specific task or job and some system for ongoing communication with those you delegate to. Now, I want to point out with number 5, we'll come back to number 5.
Yeah, stand by. We're going to come back to number 5 and then get on to 6 and 7. Folks, we're talking about the sometimes painful process of delegating. I know myself, it hurts. 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blessing, Small Business Advocate. Jan Yeager, the author of Creative Time Management for the New Millennium, is our special guest this week. We are back. It's 44 after. I'm Jim Blessing, Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Jan Yeager is our guest. She's our friend and someone who helps us understand how to be better managers of our time. And she does that in part through her book, Creative Time Management for the New Millennium. It's an outstanding book that I recommend to you folks. There's a lot of great stuff in here, a lot of good interviews. And as she said, there's some self-tests in here that are excellent and a little too poignant sometimes. But if it tweaks you a little bit, then it means that she did her job. And Jan, we were talking about some of these delegations. I don't think you and I really intended to spend as much time on delegating, but it's really an important subject. And it's, to me, delegating is essential. It's one of the essential things that small business owners, and the smaller you are, the more essential it is. Even though that might sound counterintuitive, because you know you don't have as many people to delegate to, but the truth is, the smaller you are, the more people you have to delegate to.
Well, I mean,
the more you need to delegate, I should say.
Definitely. But I want to go back to number five.
Yeah,
because
number five.
The checkpoints, oftentimes people delegate and they don't get the person to come back to them very quickly to see if the process is working. And they let it go too far down the line, and then they have a catastrophe, and that makes them soured on delegating. So right in the beginning, especially if it's someone new you're working on. Now, another important part of delegating is sometimes you can't, just because someone did one task well, they may not be the right person to go back to do it again, because they may be burned out. So you may have to rotate what you're delegating and the person you're delegating to.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. Number six is give credit to the person to whom you delegated. Number seven, delegate responsibility for the job, not just one task. So if possible, have someone responsible for the whole job, because the problem, if you delegate just parts of a job, you may end up almost doing as much work or more work than if you didn't delegate.
I want to go back to number six for a second. Number six, read that one again.
Give credit to the person to whom you delegated.
How many times have I seen a business owner have something to happen that was really successful, really great, and I knew that that person had a lot of help by from his or her people, and yet that never came up when the accolades were coming out, or if you were just talking about it with the person. You need to surround yourself with good people, and when they do good things, you need to give them the credit for it. And that's
much
so
right.
Important. And to me, the people who do the opposite, the people who give all the credit to everyone else, that really elevates them in so many eyes. There's a wonderful little saying that I picked up in North Carolina earlier this year, and that was that whenever you see a turtle on top of a fence post,
mm-hmm.
you know that he didn't get there by himself.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what I heard someone say. Someone was actually getting an award once, and he said, "I'm kind of like the turtle on top of the fence post. You know I didn't get here by myself."
Well, I agree with you. I also want to spend some time before we finish talking about balancing your life.
Go ahead.
Because now I have basically been self-employed, although I do consulting and workshops, since my 20s. I've worked for a publishing company now. I have my own publishing company. I've been a full-time academic. But starting my own publishing company 3 years ago was truly, truly beginning a small business. And of all the activities I've done in all these years, it was the one that truly, if I hadn't reevaluated by researching and writing my second time management book, I was on the verge of burnout.
It consumed you.
Totally consumed me, to the point of last summer we hadn't had one person to our home to entertain. So I, in the last chapter of the book, chapter 9, 125 top time-saving ideas. Number 125, spend as much time as possible with your loved ones, your mate, your children, your extended family, your friends. Now, yesterday was a school holiday, and I knew, because my business is largely home-based, that if I didn't get out of my home with my children, I was just going to be answering the phone and doing business all day. So I purposely set going bowling as the afternoon activity. And we, each child was allowed to bring one friend, and we went bowling. That, when they grow up, that's going to mean more to them.
They'll remember that day.
They wouldn't have remembered that Mom sold another 50,000 books. They'll remember that we all went bowling, and especially that my son beat me at bowling. And small business owners, because you're building your business, it is so easy to get that life out of balance.
Well,
because the business can so quickly become all.
The interesting thing about being a small business owner is that it has the potential to consume you and to take you out of balance, to get you out of balance with the things that are really important in your life, but it also has the ability to allow you to be more balanced.
Right, and
because
that's
you can
what
manage,
people have to think about.
Because
you are in control
of your time.
That's
exactly right. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we wrap up the hour. When we come back, it's 50 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our guest and the author is Dr. Jan Yeager. The book is Creative Time Management for the New Millennium. Check it out, people. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. We're visiting with our friend Dr. Jan Yeager, the author of Creative Time Management for the New Millennium, and she's also the author of 12 other books, including Business Protocol and Making Your Office Work for You. She is an organizational time management expert, and one of the things that folks, you've heard me talk about books like Jan's, this is not a novel, this is a resource document. And you've heard me say that these kinds of books are the kind that you get. You don't thumb through them and say, boy, I want to read this cover to cover. You thumb through them and you try to find the things in there that speak to you, and you focus on those. I mean, I've got books, Jan, that are great books, but I only really go back to three or four sections of those books at any given time, because those are the sections that really speak to me, and I own the whole book just for that reason.
Right. Well, yeah, there are people who are reporting back to me that they've read the book cover to cover, and then they go back and read sections.
Yeah.
There are other people saying, you know, I just really read these chapters because this is where my interests are or what I need to work on.
Well, the 125 top time-saving ideas are worth the price of the book.
By the way, folks,
what is the price? I haven't seen it.
The trade paperback is $14.95, and the hardcover is $28.95.
Okay, tell us again what's available.
It's available through your online booksellers, Amazon.com, Books.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's also available at your local bookstore or through Book Clearinghouse, 800-431-1579. And Book Clearinghouse also has some signed copies.
Okay.
If someone likes the author's
name. And your website is janyeager.com?
Janyeager.com. They'll find two self-quizzes from the book there and some more information about my other books and me. And
let's wrap up, Jan, by talking a little bit more about balance. My audience knows that I spend as much time as we can, as is reasonable, which is several times a month, talking about balance in our lives, talking about nurturing our spirit. We bring on quite a few experts in this area, which I know you are one.
Sure.
If for no other reason than you are doing it like I am. And is there any better reason to work hard at managing your time than to provide yourself with balance in your life? I know of no better reason.
Well, managing your time, you know, everyone talks about getting things done, prioritizing, and those are key issues. But the other important part about balance, not only because you need the personal relationships that are important beyond your work, but efficiency breaks and avoiding burnout is pivotal, because the stress of working too hard and burning out can actually destroy your business as well as your family life.
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel so committed to the creative time management for the new millennium concept, because many of us were raised by people whose lives were out of balance. And we grew up feeling like there wasn't enough left over after the business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, as you were saying before, having a business potentially gives you the option to have time for the family.
Yeah.
And it's up to, and that's the part of it that's so exciting to me as a consultant and workshop leader.
Yeah.
You have within your control the ability to manage it, so you get done what needs to be done. And we didn't get a chance to
Jan,
talk about
I'm going to have to interrupt you. Let's talk about that next time.
Okay.
I've got to wrap it up for this hour. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll have you back again, Jan, real soon.
Sounds great.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a great day.
Got to wrap it up, folks. That's Jan Yeager, the author of Creative Time Management for the New Millennium. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.